Good morning. It's the 28th of September. Our first reading for the day is 1 Chronicles chapter 11. I'm going to read to you from Brother Roy Standeven's book, The Warrior Tamed. Saul is dead, and now there is a void to be filled. I read. Like all other men, David was to be affected throughout the rest of his life by decisions that he could not avoid. Like all other men, he was not always able to realise his intentions, because those to whom he trusted certain power or negotiations were not able, or were not willing, to follow instructions precisely. Individuals rising to power frequently gather round them others who cannot resist the temptation to take more power than that delegated to them. Abner and Joab were two such men, whose influence on this period of history was profound, the latter particularly, in pursuit of personal influence and ambition, caused David much pain, and the people dependent on them much bloodshed. The pattern was not long in coming to the surface once David came into the larger political arena by moving in on Hebron. Hebron was a place to make the interest of any student of Scripture stir because of its associations. It was the town of the Friend of God. Abraham himself had erected an altar here to commemorate the renewal of the covenant by which the land was promised to him and his descendants. In effect, he had been told to walk the bounds. It was from here that Jacob had sent Joseph to inquire after the welfare of his brothers. It was the place given to Caleb, the one who had followed God fully. It was here that the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were buried. Its very name, picked up from the Abrahamic association, means fellowship. With the death of Saul, a power vacuum existed in Israel. The army, bereft of much of its leadership, had been defeated. The soldiers who had survived by escaping across the fords of Jordan had regrouped in the eastern provinces. There were those like the people of Jabesh Gilead who were shamefaced at their earlier refusal to rally to the call and now would fight. Was this the moment for which David had been waiting? Philistine armies virtually controlled movement through the Fertile Crescent. The small group of advisers, who by this time had attached themselves to David, would no doubt remind him daily that the country was crying out for a leader. The country needed a man who could be respected, one who had proved himself in the field of battle, one behind whom the whole nation could rally. Wiser from recent events, David did take advice, but from the right quarter. David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up?" That's from 2 Samuel chapter 2. Even the focus of his move was determined for him. Not Bethlehem, where he had spent so much of his youth, but Hebron, a little further south, was to be his base. The men who had lived, suffered, and fought with him in the south accompanied him. Accommodation was found for their families in the district round the township. David took the men who were with him, each with his family, and they settled in Hebron and its towns, 2 Samuel chapter 2. The divine principle was illustrated. If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Very soon afterwards, the elders of the tribe of Judah came, so that what had been done privately within the household at Bethlehem was now done openly in Hebron. David was about 30 years old when he began to reign. They anointed David king over the house of Judah. The day will come when David's greatest son will reign over his people in God's kingdom. May it be soon. Thank you for listening.